I want to tell you how God saved a righteous man who believed his words. God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden after they had two sons. These sons were named Cain and Abel. Abel did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but Cain did what was evil. One day, Cain was angry and killed his brother. Adam and Eve had other children. Many years passed, and the number of people on the earth grew and grew, but they became very wicked. They did evil things against each other and against God. God saw the thoughts of all men were evil all the time. He was sad that he had created man, and his heart was filled with pain. Then God made a decision and said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, from the surface of the earth. That was God's decision, and he had the power to do it. There was one man who pleased God. His name was Noah. Noah was a righteous man who lived in fellowship with God. He was different in character from the other people who lived on the earth. God spoke to Noah. He said to him, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and all living things on earth. I am going to bring a flood on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. But I will save you and your wife and your sons' wives. So make a big boat for yourselves and your family. You must also bring two of every kind of animal into the boat with you. That's what God said to Noah. Noah believed God and obeyed him. He did everything that God commanded him to do. Noah built a very big boat. He gathered his wife and sons and the sons' wives together, and they entered the boat. Noah brought two of every kind of animal into the boat. A male and a female of every kind of animal came into the boat. Noah and his family came into the boat, and then God shut the door. Then the rain came. It rained and rained as it had never rained before. For 40 days it rained without stopping. The waters rose higher and higher and picked up the boat. All the people who had not believed God's word were drowning in the water. God was destroying all the wicked people who refused to believe and obey him. Just as he had said, the whole surface of the earth was covered with water. Even the highest mountains were covered. Every living thing on earth, every animal, and every person perished in the great flood. Only Noah and his family and the animals with him were saved, because Noah and his family obeyed God. Finally, after 40 days, the rain stopped. Noah and his family stayed on the big boat and ate the food they had stored with them. The water went down. After 5 months, the boat rested on the mountain. After 1 year and 10 days, the earth was completely dry again. Noah and his family and all the animals were safe. They all came out of the boat, and Noah gave thanks to God. God saved them because they had believed him and obeyed him. This true story happened many, many years ago. But God has not changed. He is the same today. Now too he is sad because of the wickedness of the people in the world. Though he is sad, God still loves them. But he will punish those who sin and refuse to believe and obey him. God has said that he hates sin. Sin must be punished. But who of us can bear the punishment for our sin? Many people try to cover their sin by doing good deeds. Some people shed the blood of animals, but there is only one person whose blood can make payment for sin. Just as God gave Noah a way of salvation, so he has provided a way of salvation for you today. Each person will face God's judgment after he dies. How will you be saved then? Keep listening and you will hear about the way of salvation God has made for those who believe and obey him.